Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, that's an old adage. But the present day push to be woke in society is changing the view of beauty. I'm Skynell Hughes, and on this edition of 360 View, we're going to examine in what regards these standards are changing and the deeper effects this could have on the social arrangements which exist in many cultures around the world. Let's get started. Back in the 1800s, being overweight was seen as desirable because it signaled wealth, because it meant you were not working out in a field. But then came the time of size zero starving models, which is also not healthy. Following that came the body positivity movement, which was supposed to allow women to accept themselves for having more realistic body types. But now, we as a society seem to have overcorrected once again, with claims that simply exercising is racist and morbid obesity is healthy. Our international correspondent, Roxana Solano, breaks down the woke meltdown over the modern image.
Scotty, as many people head into the new year, the most popular New Year's resolution is to hit the gym, right? And get fit. Well, Time magazine is now getting slammed for an article claiming exercising is racist. Athletes, doctors, and fitness instructors are dragging the magazine for attempting to connect exercise with white supremacy. The article titled "The White Supremacist Origins of Exercise" claims the trend of women exercising is only geared towards white women. The article is centered around a new book, Fit Nation: The Gains and Pains of America's Exercise Obsession. Time interviews the author, who says exercise is linked to reinforcing white supremacy. She claims the only reason working out became trendy is because racists thought white women should start building up their strength because we need more white babies. One doctor said these types of articles are ripping away America's trust in the media. According to Time magazine, when I exercise each day, I'm engaging in a white supremacist activity. One person even noted Time magazine is endorsing 50 minutes of white supremacy a week, as two headlines within hours of each other show exercise to be linked to white supremacy and a longer life. An athlete, former heavyweight boxer Ed Latimore, said, "First, math was a tool of white supremacy. Now it's exercise. Pretty soon, food is gonna be a tool to continue systematic racism oppression." Time magazine is getting ruthlessly mocked as they employ a self-proclaimed historian and BLM activist to try and convince us exercising is racist. This article came out during one of the worst flu seasons, when real studies show exercising and keeping a healthy lifestyle help prevent serious symptoms from COVID, flu, or other illnesses. And this isn't the first time a magazine has received backlash for their take on exercise. Cosmopolitan released this article featuring several obese women with the headline, "This is healthy." And the article was released during the height of COVID, when studies have shown people who are overweight suffer far more severe COVID symptoms. While everyone should want to feel beautiful in their own skin, it is important to be realistic about what is truly healthy. Social media is trying to cancel the word obese, saying it is offensive, when in reality it is an actual medical term for when a person has a BMI, or body mass index, of 30 or higher. People are putting pressure on doctors to stop weighing patients at checkups because they claim it is triggering for them to see how much they weigh. However, sudden weight gains or losses can be crucial for a doctor to note, as it could be the first sign of a more serious illness. Being obese can lead to several medical issues, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, and even some cancers. Around the world, obesity is becoming a growing concern. 30% of the total global population is now considered obese, which has tripled since 1975. The top 10 most obese countries are all islands in the Pacific Ocean, north and east of Australia. World Health Organization blames the rising cost of healthier foods, but that's not always the case. Two out of the most economically rich countries, the United States and the United Kingdom, rank 18th and 48th, respectively. India is predicted to hold 1 in 10 of obese children globally by 2030. The HAA Journal just released in China over 1 in 7 individuals are obese, and the Chinese population mirrors the world population, where sociodemographics do not seem to have an impact on weight. Social media, commercials, Hollywood, and companies are becoming projections of normalizing society obsession with obesity. Disney has come out with a new short featuring an overweight child ballerina. Victoria's Secret nearly got canceled unless they agreed to plaster their ads and stores with plus-size models. Popular TV shows center around people who are dangerously obese, too.
She's pretty much housebound. Next step is bedbound. She's going downhill real fast.
And TikTok is glamorizing gluttony.
What I eat in a day as a fat person who's not on a diet.
Here's what I eat in a day as a fat person who's not actively trying to lose weight.
Today for breakfast, I had some buffalo wings with ranch, of course.
I had some Oreos for breakfast because I can't stop eating them. I can't stop.
If y'all haven't tried it, y'all should.
So why are there all these claims that being overweight is healthy when it's false and dangerous? I guess they just want us woke, lazy, fat, and compliant. I think I'll keep my workout routine. I'm Roxana Solano for 360 View.
Oh, Roxana, I have seen your workout routine on social media, and you know what? Not many people could hold it, and I definitely want to give it up, but I don't think many people could survive it. So yeah, I agree with you, keep it, but wow, sometimes you just need a nap. Thanks for joining me. So joining me now to discuss is Kedra Majidi, researcher, International Psychoanalytic University in Berlin. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Is there a universal standard of beauty in today?
Actually, there is now. It's changed a lot since 18th century, but now it's definitely a standard that has been promoted from colonialism, and now it's recently in the last decade been by globalization, expansion of technology in the world. So of course there is a standard set in different cultures around the world.
Well, it's interesting because in an article you wrote about how in India, people are bleaching their skin as they consider whiteness, like Caucasians, as their beauty standard. You know, we also see these bleaching products are really very popular in Asia, but these acts couldn't possibly be healthy for their skin. So why are they doing it?
Actually, as I said, the globalization has played a significant role in promoting beauty standard in Asia specifically, and in India. Whiteness, for example, is one of the attributes that is given to being beautiful, being more successful, smart in the society, as well as intelligent. And it attributes as well as to class in the society in India. And what women specifically desire is to look beautiful, to be not only beautiful, but also to be good in all aspects of life in the society. So it is not just a desire to look beautiful, but also a desire to be good in all aspects. So that's why they use different lightening skin products to look like more like we call, what is the term is called in India is Western look, which is the standard norm of beauty in India right now, with slim body, trim body, as well as the blue eyes and whiter skin tone.
It's interesting because in the West, people are tanning as much as they can. So are these beauty standards timeless or evolving, do you feel like? And are they different from those in the past that we deal with today?
Of course, if we go through the historical perspective of beauty norms in India, you see totally different beauty beauty standards that have been idealized in different scriptures and different like statues that you see. For instance, there is called Kalama, which means literal meaning as like black goddesses, which had the black skin tone or darker skin tone with more like curvy body shape. And that was perceived as beauty idealized or beauty standard in India. But after colonialism and recently expansion of globalization and technology in India, this standard has totally changed to have slim and trim body and as well as Caucasian look and white skin tone.
Well, those larger, curvier standards of beauty still exist in South America. So I have to wonder, what influences do you feel like the present day definition of beauty?
First of all, media had huge influence in promoting. And secondly, as well as the attributing like standard beauty, Western standard beauty norms in India by different movies, as well as by different like characters that represent India. For instance, different celebrities usually have in India have whiter skin tone, and they represent India in a way, the idealized beauty standard in India, which is not the truth. The majority of Indians have darker skin tone, and the beauty standard should be different, actually. But unfortunately, that's the case in most of these whiter skin tone celebrities. They promote different products of lightening skin products, different creams, different other products. So that's one of the trends that's being promoted, despite there is some movement against promoting beauty, white is beautiful, white is like successful and smart. But this is one of the trends that's changing the norms of beauty in India.
What's interesting, because we've been talking obviously about the skin tone, but I'm also seeing a larger, more heavyweight people showing up in movies, shows like 1,000 Pound Lives. There are singers, Western singer Lizzo, are more heavy set. Are you noticing a change in body size as well as skin tone?
And of course, in body size, people are not like as we, as history shows that they were like more curved body beauty and more like, you know, what there is a scripture calling them like a bit of fat in the hips as well. Actually right now it's totally a trim and slim body that's being promoted in different medias and in different movies as well.
Okay, so we've talked about changes being done not only in skin tone, but obviously body size. How much would you say these changes are being influenced by outside activism that possibly even here in the West we call it going woke? Do you think that's having an impact on physical changes that people are making based on what their beliefs are and what society is telling them?
Yeah, totally, totally. Like, in case of India, of course, there are like so many popular activists, popular celebrities, they're promoting such trends, and they are promoting the body shape, they're promoting the skin tone, they're promoting various other standards of beauty. So in different ways, it has like so much influence over people, ordinary people there, that they think that's the norm of beauty set by, and which is perceived globally by everyone. Actually, it's not the case, but of course, it's being promoted by many activists and many celebrities in India.
Thank you. This actually sounds like a perfect moment to take a quick commercial break, because when we return, we're going to look at why some are going to a great extent to change their natural look for more than just superficial reasons.
look forward to talking to you all.
That technology should work for people.
A robot must obey the orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law.
Show your identification.
We should be very careful about artificial intelligence.
The point, obviously, is to create trust rather than fear.
I would like to take on various jobs.
I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon.
A robot must protect its own existence, its own existence.
Canada has outsourced its foreign policy to Washington, and Washington's agenda is one of global hegemony. Washington will not tolerate, and I think they're not even subtle about this. You know, they will not tolerate a global rival.
Some nations may be able to turn a blind eye to atrocities in other countries. The United States of America is different. Wherever people long to be free, they will find a friend in the United States.
We came here peacefully. We are asking our minimum basic rights in this country as a human being.
Dentro la primavera araba e le varie rivolte, nei vari paesi, si sono inseriti i giochi delle grandi potenze, dei servizi segreti.
Color revolutions is one among several means to reach the goal of conquering foreign lands and bringing them under the helm of US Western economic interests.
Si può pensare ad un'architettura globale di democrazia.
Le rivoluzioni colorate sono un tassello del soft power americano.
The final goal of these theme revolutions is to ensure that there are no independent players in the world anymore.
We are talking about beauty standards across the globe and whether those align with actually being healthy. We are joined again by Kezra Majidi, a researcher at the International Psychoanalytical University in Berlin. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So now let's talk about culture. And what role have you found in your research? Does beauty and body size play within those cultures?
Beauty norms and body size vary in different cultures, of course, and cultural aspect play a significant role in defining those standards. As the old adage says, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, if that's the case, then every individual should have a different perception of beauty. Societies and cultural norms actually shouldn't set a subjective standard of beauty, but unfortunately, that's not the case. And today, beauty is more aesthetic term that applies to face, bodies. It also helps to determine social status, gender, and class. So the culture believes that beautiful is good. Beautiful people are more intelligent, and of course, more decisive and logical and attractive. These attributes actually is something that culture plays a huge role in defining standards of beauty. And therefore, people try not to look beautiful, but as well as to be better in most aspects of life. And also colonialism, expansion of globalization and media, on other hand, played a huge role in promoting and in establishing and promoting such standards as well in different societies.
You know, it's interesting because you talk about in the past, obviously, with the expansionism that happened, especially from those from the West, it definitely took more time to do. But now with social media, instant access, it's a smaller world thanks to the world of the Internet. What impact has that had in expanding basically the role that someone wants to look like? And is that also kind of a domination of one culture of another easier for some to do?
Yeah, of course. Like, well, as I said, like, colonialism did rooted the superiority of Western culture and whiteness. And then globalization, on the other hand, and media promoted that and even, like, extended that, spreaded that all over the societies. So these standards are set by those globalization and media.
So is there a difference between men and women and how the women and how this is being applied to? You say many women are being pushed by society to be thinner, but what about men? Are they facing those same kind of standards being applied to them as well as the pressure?
Yeah, of course. Women to more like a higher extent, but men less, I would say, in many societies, according to the studies, but women are more. But of course, men are also in many ways like forced to have this, to fit into that category set by the society to define a beautiful person or attractive person and to meet all those criteria that's set by the society. And of course, they go through those the CS procedures as well. They are forced by the society to fit into that category that's defined by the society.
Do you feel like this pressure is less or more prevalent than in previous generations than it is today to identify in one way or the other?
According to my studies, like, it was less, as the definition of beauty was more broader back then, so it was less pressure back then. And as well as beauty was not attributed to different other social status. But today's beauty standards is being narrowing down, and in order to meet those standards, you have to you go through lots of stigma. You go sometimes through lots of pressure by the society. So in a way, it's if people are in my case in India, women and men feel more pressurized by the society to adopt those standards.
Okay, so if a society takes on an adaptation from, let's say, the West, or takes on one of those standards, does that make them any more acceptable in other ways of bringing on from the West? Example, if you're saying that the women in India are feeling more pressure to lighten their skin and other issues, are they more accepting of other Western standards, whether we're talking about moral standards, religious standards, everything else, if they're already accepting of this way?
To some extent, depends on different societies. If it's a Muslim society, or if it's a, like, Buddhism society, or if it's a Hindu society. So it depends on different cultures as well. So to some extent, yeah, many other aspects of Western culture has been embedded in India as well. But specifically when we are talking about, like, Westernization of beauty standards, Westernization of, in a way, also influence of colonialism into language, Indian language, which the majority is speak English today, not Hindi, actually, which is the national language of India. And as well as to clothing as well, like clothing as Westerners is another influence of the globalization as well as colonialism.
It's interesting because you start with just one little thing, it kind of spreads to others, makes it more open. I think that's probably one of the fears sometimes of other cultures coming in. It's not necessarily about beauty, it might be about something else. That being said, one of the reports showed in the West being overweight and obese is actually now being listed as a quote as healthy. Do you think this is dangerous? And how far is too far to say body acceptance and health will be accepted by other cultures if the West says it's okay?
Well, I still believe that everyone should have the right to decide what they want to, what kind of body they want to have, and of course, like, the body shape they want to have, that should be their right and freedom. But if we are talking about, like, losing weight and exercising to look beautiful. In my opinion, that shouldn't be the case. Actually, it should be more about being healthy than looking beautiful and slim and trim.
Well, throughout history, we've seen different cultures go to great extents to make their both their members of the society look like what is idealized to be beautiful. It's interesting to see now. It's almost like there's anything goes. There's almost like two different paths here. On one hand, you have this YOLO approach, or you only live once approach, which means one should not care about what you eat, do what makes you happy, regardless if it has any consequences, like weight gain or even personal health and nutrition. On the other, I feel like we have so many advances in the industry. You can change almost any part of your body through surgeries or chemicals. Polar opposites. But is either one healthy, not only for the individual, but more importantly, the reflection upon the society and what the society finds acceptable?
Well, the society actually says lots of restriction on every individual, actually. But of course, it's more, again, I would say, it depends on the person. Like, if they are satisfied with what they are doing, then they should go for it. But the society is always set different standards, different restrictions, different like different norms that you can't adopt to the society always. So I would say, like, if you are doing exercise to be fit and to be healthy, then of course you or if you're doing, if you're going YOLO as well, as that's also fine based on if you're satisfied with your body and you don't care about the society, that should be your decision.
Well, thank you so much, Kezra Mahidi, a researcher at the International Psychoanalytics University in Berlin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I do believe beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the beholder almost always is wearing the glasses defined by the environment around them. As with everything else, the concept of woke means you are now open and accepting of everything, as long as it is according to a progressive agenda. This includes the recent push for people to lose all accountability for their actions in regard to nutrition and fitness. This is an extremely dangerous path to go down, which goes against all medical research in regards to a person's health. I'm Skynell Hughes, and this has been your 360 view of the news affecting you. Thanks for watching.